there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. This video is a little different. This video, I'm not playing guitar, but I'm just explaining something about the title of this video, which has four songs, and it's called 66 through 69. And why would I put all four of these songs in one video? Because I'm not playing these songs. I'm not going to do videos on these songs, and I'll explain why. When I recorded the box set Work, the complete compositions, I use as a reference, I use the Cardinus Sickler Thelonious Monk Fake Book that has 70 tunes in it. I also use Robin Kelly's list, which has a few more things that are more, and there's some improvised things that are listed in there as songs. And so I used 70 as my number, and that's why this series is like, you know, 43 out of 70 and 50 out of 70 and stuff like that. And then in reviewing them and going through this process, my main goal is to figure out kind of how I might put them together in a live context, all of them, you know, not just the ones that I'm used to playing, because when I've done tours for this project, I don't play all of the songs. I play, you know, my favorites, you know, and stuff like that. So, but I do want to be able to play all of them live, and in order to do that, I need to figure out fingerings and things that are both easier to remember and easier to grab. You know, playing live is a different situation than playing in the studio, where you can take a lot of takes and you kind of get exactly the thing right and you're like, okay, I got it, you know. That's not live. Live is I want to be able to get it the first time, you know. So a lot of my focus, as you've seen in these videos, is like, well, this could do this fingering, but it's a little awkward, and I'm probably not going to get it. You know, I'm not going to grab it in the moment, right? So I'm thinking, okay, which songs to cover? Is it any different than this 70 list? You know, because as I was looking through them, I was like, oh, some of these are not really... they're not really compositions like the same way that Criss Cross is a composition, or that, you know, Bemshaw Swing is a composition, or something like that. Like, it's like it has a certain level of detail. And so the thing I was thinking about mostly has to do with these blueses, and we've been looking at these blueses, and we've even been looking at these really simple blues heads where it's just one riff or something like that. The thing about these last four blueses that we looked at, especially the last two, were that on those recordings, he does the head, and then he does some kind of improvisation, and then he plays that head again in the end. And to me, when it's played again, that's a signal of some kind of intentionality, like, this is a tune, this is a specific tune, it's not just an improvisation. Like, this is a specific tune, it goes this way, and then it ends the same way. I could be wrong about that or whatever, but it's just the way it sounds like to me, you know. So Monk's Point, Blue Hawk, Raise Four, those tunes, they have the melody comes back in the end, after some kind of episode. There are some other blues heads where that doesn't happen. And these ones I've decided I'm not going to cover live, because it seems a little weird to take a piece of an improvisation and call that a tune, and then cover it or something. Or, you know, maybe it's not an improvisation, but I mean, to me, to my ear, it is. So the first of those being another track from Solo Monk. We looked at Monk's Point, which is, I don't know, Budubude, 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 da da, that one. Oh, wait, oh, sorry. Budude, 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 Duda. That was Monk's Point. It's very similar to Blue Hawk. They're very similar tunes. In any case, on another one on Solo Monk is North of the Sunset. North of the Sunset is a blues. It sounds to me like an improvised blues. He plays a head kind of a thing, and then, but then he plays more things that also sound like heads. It's his whole improvisation. I mean, he's a great improviser of themes, you know. So each, you know, these themes, any one of these choruses could be a head. So it's hard for me to think about how to cover that, really, you know. So I'll leave that one alone, and assume that that's kind of an improvisation with a title. Now there's two more blues heads, so we call it number 66, right? So two more blues heads from 1971, from the Black Lion recordings, some of the last recordings of Monk, right? And there's some solo tracks in there. I have both of these tracks on a record that was released called Something in Blue, which takes some of those Black Lion recordings and has an LP form. Two blues is called Something in Blue, and also Blue Sphere. Both of these have kind of open, this is kind of open improvisation, like there's no returning to a theme or anything like that. So those ones I decided, I'm not going to play those live. I think I did play them on the record, kind of like imitating the first chorus of what he does, but it doesn't seem like a tune in the same way that all these other things are, you know. So I thought I would leave those alone. And then there's one song on the album Monk, with a period, that it goes, that's an old children's song called This Old Man. I think it's called That Old Man on the record, something. But in any case, it's the same thing. It's a cover of his children's song, right? I'm not sure why it's listed as its own, as a Monk composition, in like the Cardinus book or something like that. But to my ear, it's just a cover of that children's song. You know, I guess Monk, you know, he does some special things to it, but it's not really his tune. It's him playing this old children's song, you know, which is what it's called, children's song, on the record. But I think it's also called This Old Man. So in any case, I'm not going to play that one live. Seems a little weird. So that takes care of number 69. So that brings us up to 70, up to the last video, which will be the next video. Or maybe it might be a few videos, because it's going to be a little more involved. Maybe you can guess what the last tune is, or you could figure it out. But, you know, you could just wait and see. That's probably the easiest thing to do. So I hope that makes sense. I'm just trying to explain the numerical, you know, thing of why it's going, suddenly jumping up to the last thing and putting all four of these things in one thing. They all go together because I'm taking them off the list. So my complete list is actually 66 tunes instead of 70. All right, I hope that makes sense. Stay tuned for the final episode of this series. And I'm not going to disappear after that. I'm going to continue to make more videos regularly in this theme and go through and talk about improvisation more, you know, because really up until now I've mostly been talking about how to execute the melodies and harmonies. So, but improvisation is a whole other topic. All right, see you next time.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.